From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Bush offered his sympathies to the families who lost their loved ones fighting in Iraq as the death toll of that war has now reached 4,000. Mr. Bush made the comments as the White House and the Pentagon engage in a formal assessment over the future of Iraq policy. NPR's Guy Raz has more.
Almost exactly 5 years since the start of the war, 4,000 U.S. servicemen and women have lost their lives in Iraq. The president acknowledged the milestone and said history will prove the sacrifices worthwhile.
One day, people will look back at this moment in history and say, thank God they were courageous people willing to serve because they laid the foundations for peace for generations to come.
The president made the comments at the State Department. There, he heard from senior diplomats sounding out their views on the way forward in Iraq. Earlier in the day, the top military commander there, General David Petraeus, offered the president his perspective. Most senior military commanders now favor a temporary freeze in troop withdrawals starting later this summer. Guy Raz, NPR News, Washington.
Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick faces felony charges of perjury and obstruction of justice in a scandal that could end his political career and send him to prison. Detroit Public Radio's Quinn Kleinfelter has more.
Prosecutors say Kilpatrick and his former chief of staff lied under oath about having an affair and firing policemen investigating them. Prosecutors add that various documents they sought as evidence seem to have disappeared or are being withheld by city officials. For his part, Kilpatrick, who has often blamed racism and a biased media for his troubles, says the prosecutor is bowing to the bad press thrown at the mayor.
I'm deeply disappointed in the prosecutor's decision. I can't say that I am surprised, however. This has been a very flawed process from the very beginning. I look forward to complete exoneration once all the facts surrounding this matter have been brought forth.
Kilpatrick's attorney argues that the mayor is the victim of, quote, selective prosecution.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 187 points today, closing at 12,548. This is NPR. The Supreme Court has voted to uphold a federal policy that permits employers to reduce health insurance expenses for retired workers once they turn 65 and qualify for Medicare. The justices turned down an appeal from the group AARP, asking the court to undo a rule that allows employers to treat retirees differently based on their age. The rule was put in place by the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and amid concerns employers might reduce or even eliminate benefits for retirees if they could not take Medicare into account when structuring benefit plans. Today is the deadline for Pennsylvanians to register to vote. Only voters who are registered with a party can vote for that party's ticket in the Keystone State's April 22nd primary. Remember station WHYY in Philadelphia, Elizabeth Fiedler reports.
Fans of Senator Hillary Clinton staked out a Center City intersection. They held up Honk for Hillary signs and directed passersby like Shayna Dudley toward a sidewalk registration table.
I really haven't been following either of their campaigns, but I know that Hillary stands by Mr. Clinton, so she has experience. She knows.
A few blocks away, staff and volunteers filled Senator Barack Obama's headquarters, where Valerie Rasko was busy sorting registration forms.
Senator Obama is truly the type of president we need. We need someone who will inspire all of us to do what we can to change the condition of our nation.
Voter registration forms must be postmarked by today, or Philadelphians have until midnight to drop them off at the city commissioner's office. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler in Philadelphia.
Crude oil fell 98 cents a barrel today, ending the session at $101.86 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.